Imagine Old Man Trouble as the Tooth Fairy. Oh yes, Old Man Trouble. Now there was a nasty one for you. But honestly, what kind of sick person went around creeping into little children's bedrooms all night? Well, the Hogfather, of course, but there was a little tinkling sound from somewhere near the base of the Hogswatch tree. The raven backed away from the shards of one of the glittering bulls. "Sorry," it mumbled. "Bit of a species reaction there, you know, round, glittering. Sometimes you just got a peck." "That chocolate money belongs to the children."
"Squeak,"
said the Death of Rats, backing away from the shiny coins. "Why is he doing this?"
"Squeak."
"You don't know either?"
"Squeak."
"Is there some kind of trouble? Did he do something to the real Hogfather?"
"Squeak."
"Why won't he tell me?"
"Squeak."
"Thank you. You've been very helpful." Something ripped behind her. She turned and saw the raven carefully removing a strip of red wrapping paper from a package.
"Stop that this minute!"
It looked up guiltily.
"It's only a little bit," it said. "No one's going to miss it."
"What do you want it for anyway?"
"We're attracted to bright colours, right? Automatic reaction."
"That's jackdaws."
"Damn, is it?"
The Death of Rats nodded.
"Squeak." "Ah, so suddenly you're Mr. Ornithologist, are you?" snapped the raven.
Susan sat down and held out her hand. The Death of Rats leapt onto it. She could feel its claws like tiny pins. It was just like those scenes where the sweet and pretty heroine sings a little duet with Mr. Bluebird. Well, similar, anyway. In general outline, at least, but with more of a PG rating. Has he gone funny in the head?
"Squeak,"
the rat shrugged. But it could happen, couldn't it? He's very old and I suppose he sees a lot of terrible things.
"Squeak." "All the trouble in the world," the raven translated.
"I understood," said Susan. That was a talent too. She didn't understand what the rat said, she just understood what it meant. "There's something wrong and he won't tell me," said Susan. That made her even more angry. "But Albert is in on it too," she added. She thought, thousands, millions of years in the same job, not a nice one. It isn't always cheerful old men passing away at a great age. Sooner or later it was bound to get anyone down. Someone had to do something. It was like that time when Twyla's grandmother had started telling everyone that she was the Empress of Krull and had stopped wearing clothes. And Susan was bright enough to know that the phrase, "someone ought to do something," was not by itself a helpful one. People who used it never added the rider, "and that someone is me." But someone ought to do something, and right now the whole pool of someones consisted of her and no one else. Twyla's grandmother had ended up in a nursing home overlooking the sea at Quirm. That sort of option probably didn't apply here. Besides, he'd be unpopular with the other residents. She concentrated. This was the simplest talent of them all. She was amazed that other people couldn't do it. She shut her eyes, placed her hands palm down in front of her at shoulder height, spread her fingers and lowered her hands. When they were halfway down, she heard the clock stop ticking. The last tick was long drawn out, like a death rattle. Time stopped, but duration continued. She'd always wondered when she was small why visits to her grandfather could go on for days, and yet when they got back, the calendar was still plodding along as if they'd never been away. Now she knew the why, although probably no human being would ever really understand the how. Sometimes, somewhere, somehow, the numbers on the clock did not count. Between every rational moment were a billion irrational ones. Somewhere behind the hours there was a place where the Hogfather rode. The Tooth Fairies climbed their ladders, Jack Frost drew his pictures, the Soul Cake Duck laid her chocolate eggs. In the endless spaces between the clumsy seconds, death moved like a witch dancing through raindrops, never getting wet. Humans could live, no, humans couldn't live here, because even when you diluted a glass of wine with a bath full of water, you might have more liquid, but you still have the same amount of wine. A rubber band was still the same rubber band, no matter how far it was stretched. Humans could exist here, though. It was never too cold, although the air did prickle like winter air on a sunny day. But out of human habit, Susan got her cloak out of the closet.
Squeak.
Haven't you got some mice and rats to see to, then?
Nah, it's pretty quiet just before Hogswatch,
said the raven, who was trying to fold the red paper between his claws. "You get a lot of gerbils and hamsters and that in a few days, mind, when the kids forget to feed them or try to find out what makes them go." Of course, she'd be leaving the children, but it wasn't as if anything could happen to them. There wasn't any time for it to happen to them either.